Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Wednesdays at 1:20 mean Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Looking forward to the Falcons and Saints game coming up this Sunday. Do want to ask you about yesterday, though, obviously with the trade deadline coming and going. Were you, you know, sort of from a national perspective, were you surprised the Falcons didn't make a move and stood pat yesterday?
No, I mean, you know, they made the move to get a pass rusher, right, Judon? And, yeah. It's not that they've had a great pass rusher or anything of that nature, but I love the way they're constructed. I love the way their offense is constructed. I love the way that Kirk Cousins is playing. You know, I always look at them, and I did this last year. I did so many Falcons games last year, and I thought to myself and said it many times, I think the Falcons are the best team in the South. If they just had some quarterback play, they'd win 10, 11 games. And it seems to me that's the direction they're heading in. They have the two-headed monster, and I would say behind the Detroit Lions, I think they have the two best kind of backs, if you will, with Algier and obviously Robinson in the National Football League. They kind of 1-2 punch there. So I love just the way they're built and the fact that, you know, that Kirk Cousins is playing as well as he's playing right now. I just, like, sometimes continuity is probably more important than getting some name value. So it didn't bother me. There wasn't anything glaring that I looked at and said, oh, they've got to go after this or they've got to go after that. So I don't know. It just didn't really bother me.
I was curious about when you look at who they're playing this weekend. And, you know, that's the unfortunate part of the business is, you know, the hiring and firing. If you don't play well, your coach gets fired and everything. And they're going to play the Saints this weekend. And we know about that new coach energy, and guys want to maybe play a little harder because maybe their job's on the line also. But because I remember when we talked to you at the beginning of the year when the Saints were 2-0, we were talking about the Kubiak and then the running reads for Derek Carr and everything. Are they just, was it just like, you know, nobody knew what to expect in this offense? They game plan for it, and now they're just caught up with the Saints. What is going on down there in New Orleans?
Well, I think one of the things that happened to them early is they lost three offensive linemen on the inside.
Right.
And that is, like, it's so tough. Continuity is so important up front. And then you've got your best players. And you know, one of the things that has happened, kind of the unintended consequences in the league, if you will, is that you spend so much money on core players that, like, when I first came in the league, every one of our offensive linemen that was a backup, for the most part, there was a couple of young guys, but when I first came in the league, all of our backup offensive linemen had played and started for years in the league.
Right.
Yep. And then we bring them in. And, you know, and they're at the point now where they've had 8 years in the league and they started for 4 years and they're incredibly experienced. They're just not starters anymore. But if they have to come in and play, guess what? You don't miss a beat, right? The guys understood it. They could speak the language. They could communicate. They could come in and play well right away. Now, in today's game, it's where you save money. Hey, we got to spend a lot of money on this guy, this guy, this guy. So let's bring in a bunch of first-year players that aren't worth a squirt of urine, and let's hope that nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
And so it's the way the league is constructed. And so you're one or two players away from the penthouse to the outhouse. And when it happens to you up front, you're in deep trouble. And, you know, one of the things that's good about offensive line play is a lot of those guys aren't relying on athleticism. They're relying on technique because it's a real skilled position. And those guys tend to have, a long shelf life and play in the league for a long time. But when you start losing dudes, it's really difficult. That's a hard thing for an offense. And then ultimately, you had the injuries, you had the quarterback get injured, the injuries up front. Their defense was aging anyhow. So now all of a sudden you're not producing on offense like you were the first couple of weeks, and an old defense is getting exposed because they're having to spend more time on the football field. And so all those things, all those things happen. It spirals out of control. You start firing your coach and everything else. So, like, that's just the way the league kind of operates right now. And every team, to me, is constructed that way because it's the way they save money. It's the way they do business.
Yep. Which team between the Saints and the Panthers do you think is in worse shape over the next couple of years?
Well, I think the Panthers are probably younger. And so they're probably in better shape from just a youth standpoint. Now, the issue is, I think part of the issue is their owner thinks he's the GM and he thinks he's a head coach and he thinks, he understands football. And that's a problem. It's a problem when the guy that owns the team also thinks he can write scouting reports on what the team needs. Owners own, players play, coaches coach. It's the way it should be. And when the owner starts kind of circumventing the authority of the coach, you just can't have success at any level. If your organizational structure isn't right, then people don't, and then players, man, I played for a long time, and I don't mean this to be derogatory towards players, but we're children. And if you tell me you don't receive, from an ownership standpoint, with the way you act, if you tell me you don't respect the coach that you hired because you haven't empowered him, then why would you think I respect the coach that you hired? Mm-hmm. That's just the way it works. So if every time something goes down and the coach doesn't truly have the authority to, to put his foot down, and you can circumvent the coach and go straight to the owner and say, hey, Jerry Jones, I don't like the way we're doing things. Like, it's organizationally, that structure is faulty, and that team will never have long-term success, in my opinion.
What about this team that you used to play for up there in Washington? I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but I wanted to get your thought process. They go out and get a guy like Lattimore, and, I mean, obviously he's a number one corner, but how does he help affect what they do defensively? Because it seems like their biggest issue was giving up the big pass play.
Yeah, they've given up. I mean, this has gone on for the last couple of years, or just the number of explosives that they give up, especially in the passing game. And that goes back to last year. It was part of what's gone on this year. And all of a sudden, especially, red zone wise, there's a lot of just about everybody plays some type of quarters defense down in the red zone, and they do what they call a quarters lock. So they'll lock up the weak side receiver, into the boundary with a big-time cover corner if you have one, and then they can kick the extra safety down to the opposite side, right? They can double-team two guys on the opposite side. And a lot of teams play that style of defense, and it's very effective down there. It makes it really hard. It makes it really hard to create space. There's no space down there anyhow, but it makes it, you can get a double-team a bunch of guys if you got a locked-down guy. Well, now they've gone out and got themselves a locked-down guy, and with what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball, if they can eliminate two or three big plays a game, listen, man, that gives them the chance to really be great. And I looked at this move more than any other thing. I looked at this because when we sit down in a meeting room, or we sit down at the very beginning of the season, the goal isn't to go undefeated. The goal isn't you don't put your record up there. Hey, we want to win 12 games, whatever, right? You're trying to win them all, but the goal is, number one, to win our division. They're 7-2. They're a half game ahead of Philadelphia, who sits at 6-2. Mm-hmm. They've got Pittsburgh. Washington has Pittsburgh and Philly the next 2 weeks. Okay? So I look at this as purely, how do we beat Philadelphia for the NFC East title? Mm-hmm. And when you look at Philly, man, they're incredibly talented. They've got two big-time wide receivers. They've got a tight end that probably goes unnoticed, but Dallas Goedert's one of the really good tight ends in the National Football League. They've got Saquon Barkley, and they've got an offensive line that can absolutely pummel people. So to me, this is really about a matchup of saying, hey, man, how do we take away A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith and then double-team the other guy? Mm-hmm. Like, this is about winning your division. And this gives you a better chance to beat the Eagles and win that division. And then, ultimately, come on, if it comes down to coaching, like hardcore coaching decisions at the end of a game, I'll take Dan Quinn 100 out of 100 times over Nick Sirianni.
That was going to be my question to you right there, Stig. Like, is he the type of coach that can hold all that talent, as you just said, they have in Philadelphia? Could he be the one that keeps them from getting to where they want to get to because of his – I don't know what the hell he's doing. When they take points, when they not take points, but could he be that deciding factor for this team, not just against Washington, but for this team going forward?
Well, yeah, because you make decisions that just don't make sense. Like, you're up 16-0, you decide to go for two. Like, it's 16 points is a 2-score game. 17 points is a 3-score game. Like, yeah. I did not go to MIT. I went to the University of Idaho and got a general studies degree.
Right.
My education is an inch deep and a mile wide. Like, I am not that bright, but I can answer some pretty simple questions as long as you keep it general.
Right.
And that's a pretty general question. And my thought process is, how in the world do you do that? And then at the end of the game, on a fourth down, with whatever, it was 2 minutes left or whatever it was, you decide to say, hey, man, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go for a 57-yard field goal in a pouring, monsoon rain. Like, because that's a good idea. And give the, if we don't make it, which are what are the odds of making that? Right. If we don't make it, then we're going to turn it over to Jacksonville with a short field and a chance to win because it's a 5-point game. If you punt it and they go the length of the field, it's still a 5-point game. If you kick the field goal and make it, and then you kick it off to them, it's still a 1-score game, regardless. So, like, decisions like that, they're just made willy-nilly. They're just stupid, in my opinion. But yet, that's the decision that guy, and he's done it a bunch.
Yeah.
It's just, like, there's no defending it.
That all sounded like pretty good math. Idaho must have been doing something over there.
I don't know.
Mark Schlereth with Odyssey NFL Insider joins us every single Wednesday. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store near you. Add extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Maybe it's because it was Tampa, and we've seen the Falcons do this to Tampa a couple of times, but maybe the Chiefs have figured out offense a little bit or figured out their offense a little bit. How scary is it for the league if they have?
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, they're already really good. And they've got the number one closer in football. Mm-hmm. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the Mariano Rivera of football. He's just going to come in and end it. And so you can't give him an opportunity with the football at the end of a game. Like, you've got to play the game with that in mind every time you line up. You've got to have that in mind. And the fact that they are the best closers, they're the best, like, in critical moments, I've never seen a team that always seems to have an answer in critical moments like the Kansas City Chiefs do. It's annoying, man. As a former Bronco, it just annoys the snot out of me that they always seem to be. And I'm not, whether it's special teams, whether it's defense, whether it's offense, they always seem to be able to make a play in a critical moment. And, you know, and that's who they are. And all you had to see, like Todd Bowles, who is a friend of mine, who we played together in Washington, decides to kick the extra point after they make that game 23-24 with 27 seconds left. And he goes for the extra point and says, man, we wanted to play it in overtime. And then he said something about it was raining and, like, we felt better about going to overtime. I was like, was it not raining at the 30-yard line when you took the ball and went 70 yards in 10 plays? Was it wasn't raining on that side, just down at the end zone it was raining? Like, I don't – like, that didn't make any sense to me. Like, that's ridiculous. And then, you know, you look at the situation. When they went to the coin toss, I don't know if you saw Baker Mayfield's face, but yes. He looked when Kansas City won it, he rolled his eyes like, well, we lost.
Well, see,
like,
see you next week.
Baker knows it.
Yep.
He knew it.
Pretty much.
Hey, real quick, Slayer, real quick, we got about a minute left. Another team that you hate coming, being a Bronco fan, can my main man, North Turner, save the Vegas Raiders?
No.
Okay.
So you got another question now.
No,
I mean,
good.
I'm just going to end. No.
That's good. We're out of time anyway. We appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Steak.
All right, you guys be good.
Mark Schlereth there, our Odyssey NFL insider, former longtime NFL offensive lineman, three-time Super Bowl champion, brought to you by the Stinkin' Tooth Podcast, as well as Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Say it for me.
Mayo game day be delicious. All right.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.